Ciao bella gente and welcome. Today we are going to talk about Parma, a little but beautiful Italian city, and I will give you just few tips if you are thinking about traveling to Italy and visit the northern Italy, okay? So if you want to visit north of Italy, you could visit Parma, that is near Milan, so you can visit also Milan, Bologna, Firenze and Venezia. So it could be a good place to stay, even because it is a very artistic city, okay, where you can visit a lot of beautiful monuments, such as the Duomo, very beautiful, a Romanic one, okay, that has got frescoes by Correggio, the Battistero, that is completely built of marble from Verona, pink marble. It's very beautiful. And you have got in the city, you can find a lot of beautiful palaces, such as Palazzo della Pilotta, okay, that was built by the Farnese family at the end of the 16th century. And that today is the place where you can find the Galleria Nazionale, okay, National Museum, and the Teatro Farnese, the Farnese Theater. It is really a beautiful place to visit if you like art. First of all, because there is this theater inside the palace that is made all of wood and it's very beautiful. During the Second World War, it was completely destroyed, but in the 50s and in the 60s, it has been rebuilt and now it's very beautiful. Rebuilt with the same wood, and you can find in this museum a very beautiful drawing by Leonardo da Vinci that in my opinion is much better than the Gioconda, than the Mona Lisa, and the name of this drawing is La Scapigliata, and you have this head of a woman, this beautiful face that is so realistic, so alive, that it seems that she could go out from the paper and come into our reality. It's very, very beautiful. Furthermore, this is a very important city because in this city we have had one of the first Italian newspapers, which name is the Gazzetta di Parma, that has been established in 1735. What else? In this city, if you like opera and classical music, you surely have to visit Parma in October, where there is the festival, Verdi Festival, because Giuseppe Verdi, one of the most important classical composer and musicians, Italian musicians, was born. And you can find a lot of concerts, classical concerts and so on. Moreover, you can find some really beautiful villages around Parma, such as Langhirano, where you can eat and buy prosciutto, Colorno, where you can find a reggia, that is called the Versailles of the Dukes of Parma, and Torre Chiara, that is really, really near Parma, where you can find an astonishing castle that is dates back to the 15th century, but that has got medieval parts too, and that is related to a really romantic love story. So if you will go there, you will discover what has happened in that place that was so romantic. And how not to mention food, because Parma is the capital of in my opinion, is the capital of the food valley, because two of the most important Italian brands for what concern food, good food, is Parmigiano Reggiano and prosciutto and all the things related to that. Moreover, but even other beautiful and good food such as torta fritta, anolini, tortelli di zucca, you will really enjoy food in Parma. I have to say Parmigiano Reggiano is from Parma in Reggio Emilia, I have to say, because we have great rivalry between Parma and Reggio Emilia, so I have to mention that Parmigiano Reggiano is something made in Parma, but even in Reggio Emilia, because as I told you in another podcast, we have always between cities competition, so we always fight about these little things. The last thing I would mention about Parma is that if you come here, you can also go in the mountains in the Apennino. That is really beautiful. You can find woods and little lakes, rivers, and so on. And that there is a really beautiful museum of naive art in Gualtieri that is not near Parma, is near Reggio Emilia, but you can visit it the same. These are the places where the great and important painter Antonio Ligabue was born. So if you like art, you can discover places and museums about him. And furthermore, if you like naive art and you know Antonio Ligabue and you want to know something more, there is a beautiful movie that has been released, I think, one or 2 years ago, starring Elio Germano, that is a really good actor, and that tells about Antonio Ligabue's life. That has been a really hard life, but he was a genius, he was such a beautiful person. So if you like art, I really recommend this movie. What else? In the end, I just can invite you to visit Italy. You can choose if you prefer the sun of the south or the cities of the north, if you want to go to the sea, if you prefer the Alps. We have got really such a varied landscape, so it's difficult to choose a place to visit in Italy. Maybe another time I will tell you something about Sicily and Sardinia for people who like not only art, because we have obviously art even in Sardinia and Sicily, but for people who like the sea. Okay? So come to Italy. Bye bye.